Off the Ball are bringing you more live commentary than ever.
The way you come out of the gates, baby.
Catch every Steelers game live on OTB Sports Radio.
With the touchdown.
Just download the Off the Ball app now. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from the Ireland Women's Camp ahead of tomorrow's anniversary test with Australia. The URC react to stories which suggest a merger could be on the cards between them and the Premiership. And Caelan Doris is the new Leinster captain. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up, winger Vicky Elms-Kinlan and Lockruth Campbell will make their Ireland debuts in Saturday's one-off test with Australia in Belfast. Elms-Kinlan was part of the Ireland 7 squad that played at this summer's Olympic Games and was only brought on board this camp initially as a training squad member. Elsewhere in the back three, their first cap since 2022 for Emer Considine and Amy Lee Murphy-Crowe. Worcester forward Siobhan McCarthy and another 7-star Erin King could make their debuts off the bench. So that Ireland team to face the Wallaroos tomorrow has Emer Considine at full-back. Elms-Kinlan and Murphy Crowe are the wingers. Aoife Dalton and Enya Breen partner up in the centre. Dana O'Brien is named at out half. Molly Scuff and McCabe at scrum half. It's a front row of Niamh O'Dowd, Niamh Jones and Linda Dugang. In the second row, it's Dorothy Wall and Ruth Campbell. Aoife Wafer will start at blindside flanker. Edel McMahon on the open. And Brittany Hogan is named at number 8. Following the game at Kingspan Stadium, Ireland will head to Vancouver for the WXV1, where they'll play the sides ranked 2 and 3 in the world. And Enya Breen hopes they can bloody the nose of the side ranked 5th in the world tomorrow.
It's a huge opportunity. If you want to put yourself in contention to be the best in the world, you got to play the best. And we're really excited to kind of give it a crack. Hopefully all goes well. We just fire some shots and look, take whatever comes out of the opportunity. Australia are a team that likes to play, but so do we. So we're just focusing on us at the moment. Like I said already, a new group, so trying to get our connections together and work out what way we want to play first and put our stamp on the game. So whatever Australia throw at us, we'll have our own game to throw right back at them.
Breen also spoke in glowing terms about recently appointed defence coach Mark Hogan, who himself was full of praise for how the likes of Elms-Kinlan and Erin King have transitioned to the 15s game.
I'd give them immense credit. I think it would be possible that a group would come back and, you know, they may have been disappointed with the result of the Olympics, or they may feel that, you know, this is a challenge that's really difficult for them. They've been awesome from day one, really positive attitude, buy into the environment, hungry to learn and ask questions and, I suppose, get up to speed with the nuance of the game. Then it's presented a new challenge for them, but they're more than able for it.
Head coach Scott Beamond is now a year into the job and believes Irish women's rugby is already in a much better place.
We're coming at a higher start point. The entry level of what players can do, what they can put out in a park. There's a whole piece a year ago about, well, here's an identity that we want to associate with, want to be known for. And now we're kind of at a point where a vast majority of the group know that, understood it. Some new entrants into the group, some of the youngsters that have come up through. We've been able to have a few weeks in with them before as part of the centralised programme. Sevens girls had heard all about it. So everyone's been sort of pretty keen just to get on the pitch, really, and they've heard it and just want to experience it. And it's been pretty fast, but it's been thoroughly enjoyable this far.
Ireland will wear a special limited edition kit made by Canterbury for tomorrow's 150th anniversary test. However, the jersey won't be released to the public until November 29th to coincide with a meeting with the Wallabies at the Aviva Stadium the following day. And if anyone from Canterbury or the RFU wants to sort a brother out, I am more than receptive. Tis a beaut. United Rugby Championship officials have denied that a merger with Premiership Rugby is on the cards. Yesterday, the Telegraph claimed that a board meeting of Premiership clubs saw a preference for the creation of a British and Irish league without the involvement of South African and Italian clubs. The idea of an Anglo-Welsh league was also floated. The Telegraph went on to claim that the English RFU, along with officials from the IRFU, Welsh Rugby and Scottish Rugby, discussed a possible British and Irish league during last year's World Cup. Irish Independent rugby correspondent Rory O'Connor wrote this afternoon that the IRFU are open to the idea of a merger, but only if South African and Italian teams are involved. However, the URC put out a statement today which read,
Contrary to media reports, the BKT United Rugby Championship is not engaged in discussions regarding a British and Irish league. Since the introduction of the four South African teams in 2021, the league has enjoyed a sustained period of outstanding success, achieving record audiences, attendances, social media growth, and new levels of competitiveness. This is due in great part to the efforts of all 16 teams across Ireland, Italy, Scotland, South Africa, and Wales, which has elevated the league to new heights. The BKT United Rugby Championship is committed to continuing this pace of growth ahead of the new season and far into the future.
It's unlikely we've heard the last of that one. Seven-star Zach Ward has been handed his first start for Ulster. He's been named on the right wing for the province's pre-season friendly with Exeter on Saturday evening at Sandy Park. Former Bedford and Doncaster prop Corey Barrett is given a second start of his trial period, having played in last week's meeting with Benetton. Recent signing Werner Koch is among the replacements and could make his Ulster debut. Mac Hansen will start his first game for Connacht since January in tomorrow's pre-season friendly away to Bristol. The Ireland international underwent surgery in March, having suffered a dislocated shoulder on New Year's Day. And a man touted as a future Lions captain has been named the new Leinster captain. Caelan Doris will take over from last season's co-captains Gary Ringrose and James Ryan. Speaking to Leinster TV, Doris said it's a huge honour.
Delighted. Leo told me a couple of weeks ago now, so it's taken a few days and weeks to settle in, but I'm delighted. Obviously, the lads found out over the last few days, so such a special group we have, great coaches, great people, so I'm looking forward to the season ahead and working with them all and training, playing games, improving together and having good times. So yeah, it'll be good.
That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening.